Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Mary Rozek, who is your press secretary to Dan McCoy, right?
No, director of communications for the county executive and for all the entire county of Albany, Albany County government, or 22 departments as well that work under the county executive.
And the county executive is under the weather today, so Mary will be here to talk about the importance of the Aurora Games. So, Mary, when did this first start? When did talks first start about this? Because I read about this in the paper. I believe it was October. So was there communications before that?
This discussion has been going on for quite some time because, as you probably well know, Cynthia, there is so much attention on sports, and there is little attention when it comes to, or lesser attention, I should say, when it comes to women in sports. And so women have been doing wonderful things, as we know, throughout the years and making great strides. And gaining followings, but when it actually comes to the attention, getting that attention from the world, getting that attention from the greater community, it's not quite the same as the attention that men in sports get. So the discussion started many years ago, actually, and Jerry Solomon, a longtime sports agent, who also happens to be the husband of renowned figure skater Nancy Kerrigan, had been thinking about a way to bring women's sports to the forefront in terms of attention and recognition and really giving it a platform so that the world could turn around and say, you know what, yes, we know some of these individual athletes. We know the Nancy Kerrigans of the world. We know some of the others that I'll mention in just a moment, but including, you know, some of the gymnasts like Nadia Comaneci, who actually is involved with the Aurora Games.
Right.
We know some of their names, but there are lots of other women and young women that are out there, and what better way to bring attention to this than by coming up with the Aurora Games? And so the Aurora Games, the whole idea was born.
So this is the first of its kind. When Jerry Solomon came up with the idea and he was looking around for the first venue, he picked Albany. So I think that is so wonderful. So tell us a little bit about, you know, when Jerry Solomon approached you guys and said, we want to do the Aurora Games here, what was your first reaction?
Well, I think the first reaction was it's a no-brainer. We have a wonderful city, a wonderful county, and great facilities. We have a unique location, and we have the opportunity to showcase all of this to the world for 6 days. The Aurora Games, I should actually start by telling people who may not be familiar with what the Aurora Games is all about. It's going to be a six-day sports, entertainment, arts, and cultural event. It'll be held at the Times Union Center, and there'll be, you know, Fan Fest held at the Albany Capital Center at the same time. It's all dedicated to the celebration and the recognition of women. And so this is going to be held starting Tuesday, August 20th of this year, so August 20th through Sunday, August 25th. So we know that the summer, it can be a very busy time, but that is also a great week. There's lots of things that are going on at that time and here in the Greater Capital Region. And so this is the perfect time to actually showcase our inaugural event. So the whole idea is that there will be athletes competing in a variety of different sports. And they're all going to be competing for the Babe Didrikson Zaharias Trophy. That's the official trophy of the Aurora Games. And I don't know if you know who Didrikson Zaharias was. But she was the named the greatest female athlete of the first half of the 20th century by the Associated Press. And she had achievements, not just in one sport, but in many sports, in basketball, in golf, baseball, track and field. And so she really typified a woman athlete who really could do and showcase her talents in many different sports areas. And so it made perfect sense to have that trophy and have her her trophy representing the Aurora Games. So this is actually going to be something that will be held biannually. It'll be every other year. And it's going to feature women from around the world. Over 20 countries will be represented. And it's going to be encapsulated. The competition will be Team Americas. So Team Americas are athletes from both North and South America. And they're going to be against Team World, which are athletes from countries outside of North and South America.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the six days, they're going to compete, Cynthia, in tennis, gymnastics, ice hockey, basketball, figure skating, and one of my favorites, beach volleyball. I know when I watch the Olympics, beach volleyball for the Summer Olympics become one of my favorite things.
You know, we've had the Bright Hoppers Run for Women in Albany for a number of years, and we've had women from other parts of the world come in to compete for that prize. There's elite athletes plus everyday people involved in that. And, you know, it draws a big crowd. It's a wonderful day. But in the scheme of things, what would you say the difference between Fryhofer and the Aurora Games are?
Well, I think, I don't know that so much as there's a difference. It's a building on the concept that we need to be recognizing what women are capable of, what women can do, and what women are doing. And so these events are all complementary. So, you know, you have, we've just completed the MAC tournament. We've got the NCAA Women's East Regionals that are going to be at the Times Union Center at the end of March. And then the Aurora Games. And we are focusing and highlighting women, and there needs to be that drive. And so this is a synergistic thing. It's a way to bring attention, a way for the community to say, okay, the Fryhofer's Run for Women, wonderful, but it's one of many things. And now we're going to see women doing and competing in other events that we don't necessarily see all the time. And we really do have some heavy hitters that are involved with it. And, you know, leadership positions in the Aurora Games, we have Jackie Joyner-Kersee and Nadia Comaneci serving as the honorary captains of Team Americas and Team World. I mean, the fact that, you know, I think, you know, Nancy Kerrigan's name certainly is well known, and she is serving as the figure skating chair on the Aurora Games Advisory Board. You know, we have athletes that are coming who have won Olympic gold medals, Olympic medals, you know, at all levels, and they are coming and being involved because they want to encourage young women and show them, give them a platform and say, hey, you know what? You can do it. You are doing it. And we're going to recognize you for that.
I'm sorry. It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming and it's exciting. And you know what else? Not only is it good and one of those things that is a real rah-rah spirit kind of thing for the area, but this is also going to be good economically. I mean, it's going to be a true economic driver, because when you think about it, the projections are that we're going to have about 50,000 fans coming to Albany County during the event. So that means 50,000 people that are going to be spending money here, that are going to be in hotels, a number of them, eating in restaurants, frequenting our businesses. They're going to be utilizing various modes of transportation. They're going to be doing all kinds of things, and they're going to actually be seeing what else Albany has to offer, because it's a 6-day, it's spread over 6 days. So, you know, there are going to be people, certainly some people are not, you know, who come perhaps for gymnastics are not necessarily maybe interested in hockey, for example.
Right.
But they may be interested in figure skating. And so the way the events are spread out over the 6 days, if they're here from for the gymnastics events, which will be, I believe, session two at the beginning of the Aurora Games, and ice hockey, which is later in the week, or figure skating, which is later in the week, you know, they're going to have downtime, and they're going to want to be doing things. So what are they going to do? You know, they may be going and seeing, you know, the Egg. They may be going down to the Corning Preserve. They may be going out and seeing some of the other things across, maybe Colony Center, maybe Stuyvesant Plaza, maybe Crossgates Mall, visiting some of the other places that we have. Maybe taking a drive out to Thatcher Park or Lawson Lake and doing something. So this is really an opportunity for people to see Albany and Albany County in what will be its best at a great time of the year as well.
Now, have you and the county executives thought about specific, like, trips, like you said, Thatcher Park, or maybe even to the Corning Preserve? Have you penciled anything in and said, okay, today we're going to do a trip to the Corning Preserve. Anybody that wants to go can sign up like at 10 o'clock. Have you guys figured how you're going to get the people from all over the world to come to the different sites in Albany County?
Well, I know there are all sorts of discussions and planning underway. And, you know, part of the Albany Fan Fest and the Albany Fan Zone at the Albany Capital Center, I'm sure, will be a venue which will have all of the information and all of the ways that people can not only enjoy the Aurora Games, but how they can enjoy the area. So there's a lot of coordination, a lot of people involved right now, and a lot of planning going on to make sure that we can capitalize and showcase not only the athletes and this opportunity, but showcase this area. Because we want the Aurora Games to return to Albany. We would love it to be the permanent home. I mean, that right now has not been established, but we'd like that to happen. So we'd like to have Yeah, we'd love to have that every other year. Can you imagine? And certainly the Olympians, the people that are being attracted, that are looking to participate, that want to participate. I know some of them have already been announced. Lindsay Whalen, the five-time WNBA All-Star, is going to lead Team Americas. And it's Team World is going to be coached by former WNBA star Michelle Timms. So for some who may be familiar with that, I know that the Aurora Games has also attracted a big name in tennis, Wimbledon and French Open champ Garbine Muguruza. She's going to be leading Team World against Team Americas. Six-time Grand Slam champ Bethany Matek-Sands, right here from the U.S., is involved. There are lots of different names and different people. And some people may be recognized, some won't. Figure skating, three-time U.S. National champ Ashley Wagner is going to be here. So, you know, I don't think people are as familiar with women's ice hockey. There are a number of people. We have the legendary coach who was here to actually kick everything off and talk about the Aurora Games at a press conference. Digit Murphy is leading the way there. So it really is an exciting time, and it's not, as I said, it's not just for folks who may know these names. It's a great way to introduce people, young men, young women as well, to different sports that these women are involved with.
But I think it goes much broader than sports. And let me ask you this question. Jerry Solomon had the opportunity to ask cities all over the country, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, New York City, Los Angeles, what convinced him to come to Albany. I think this is such a boost, and You know, for so many events, Albany has always been overlooked. And because we're going to have the Aurora Games here, do you think that's going to be a game changer as far as different big events coming to Albany?
Well, I think there are a number of factors. I certainly think this will be one of them. That make people take another look at Albany and Albany County. But I think there were a number of factors that went into this. I mean, you take a look at the Times Union Center, which went through a tremendous upgrade and has a beautiful new atrium, has beautiful facilities for media that have attracted the NCAAs back here. And that's important. You need to have those facilities not only for guests that are coming, but for the media who are actually going to be covering the events. So you have to have ample and adequate facilities. You have the two-year-old Albany Capital Center, which was built.
Right.
So that is there as well and is a great area where we're going to have the Fan Zone and Fan Fest activities. You look at the time of the year. You look at the fact that Saratoga is going on, and we are already attracting a large crowd from across the country and some from around the world that come to this area for racing, which is right up the Northway. So you have that built in, along with location. I mean, Albany is one of the best locations when you think about the fact that we are close enough to major cities. We are close enough to New York City. It's a short drive to Boston, to Providence.
Right.
Certainly the states of Vermont and New Hampshire, where the winter sports are huge. And so the attraction for folks to come, we're close to Connecticut, not far from Hartford, a short little over 2-hour drive. So I think location also played into it, as well as the fact that, you know, we have had a terrific base of fans when it comes to sports in general that love local entities, and we think of when there are Siena games, when there are RPI hockey games, when there are Union College games. We think about that. We think of UAlbany, and the people that come to experience those games and follow those teams, and we say, you know what, we've got a good base that's just itching for more of that, and they will be supportive of this. And the tickets are already on sale, as a matter of fact. Tickets went on sale on March 8th, and all you have to do is go to the website for the Times Union Center. And, you know, the tickets range anywhere from daily tickets, if you wanted to go to one event, from $19 all the way up to, you know, 100 and something, priced less expensive for children under 12. But there's something for everyone, and I think that's what makes it so important.
There was an article a couple weeks ago in the Times Union talking about the tickets going on sale. And one of the quotes by the county executive said, "In our discussion with the organizers, we see an opportunity to create a women's sports facility that can become the leading destination for training, advancement, rehab, and competition for women's sports." Can you elaborate on that a little bit more?
Well, I don't want to steal any thunder from the county executive. What I can say is that there have been discussions, and county executive has said publicly what he'd like to do is to create that, is to create an area, and have this be, number one, the permanent home for the Aurora Games. And an offshoot of that also would mean that there would be facilities that we would work in partnership with maybe some of the venues that I just mentioned, some of the colleges that I've just mentioned. You know, we do have strong athletic programs, and we do have that interest. And so it does make sense to talk about and see how these games go and to talk about what we may be able to do in the future to not only secure the fact that they'll be here again, which is what we want, but that and have a permanent home, but that there'll be a way to foster and encourage and have a pipeline and a training pipeline for young women as they prepare and train for various sports.
What I see is happening is this could be such an inspiration for men as well as women to use this and to be inspired by this to be the best that they can be. You know, sports is, there's other avenues that, that people could look at something and derive some inspiration from. So I think the Aurora Games can be great in helping women aspire to a higher level in their life. What do you think?
No, you're certainly right, and I know that I've focused on talking about the sports aspect and talking about, you know, FanFest, but there is, as I said, there will also be an arts and culture focus as well, and that has not, the rest of that has not been announced yet, but that's coming soon. I know that we are working with University at Albany because and other venues as well, because this is saying that, you know, women not only are able to perform and excel in sports, but culturally, through the arts, through other avenues. We've talked about and promoted women and encouraged women to engage more in STEM, and those are the science, technology, math, engineering fields. I said them out of order. But it's one of those things that we're taking a look, and we've been saying for a number of years that we need to encourage young women to make sure that we are encouraging them and sending them in directions that are not necessarily what many years ago, decades ago, were thought of as conventional areas for women to enter into. We need to say women are capable of and can do anything. And we need to encourage that. So we are providing an opportunity to highlight and showcase and say, we can do this. We encourage you to do this. And here's how. And so that's why I think when you get back to that question you asked about training and facilities and everything else, I mean, it's a building. Everything
right.
is a building process. It's a matter of taking baby steps. You got to get something started. And then as you progress, you build on that. And I think we need the Aurora Games as the great inaugural foundation to get this all going.
I would assume that when Jerry Selman first contacted you about this, you guys must have gone, oh, my God, this is great. Was that your mm-hmm. first reaction?
It's great. It's huge. When can we do it? How can we do it? How soon can we do it? You know, the realities are, you know, this is a huge venture, and putting everything together, you need, it's moving pieces in a puzzle. And so you need to make sure that you get your partners, you bring your partners on board, you talk about how you can actually achieve this, because no one wants to say, we're going to do something and have it be a flop, right? You don't want to rush into something
right.
and not put the right degree of attention and get the right partners in the room to do this. And so that's why, as anxious as we are to have this tomorrow, we needed that lead time and to pick exactly the right time when this would work. And so I think we now have that winning combination.
You know, this whole concept just absolutely blows me away. I was going to ask you a question. I lost my train of thought.
What sporting events, Cynthia? What sporting events out of those that I'll run down again that do you think that you
okay.
would like to go to? We have the golf, the basketball, the baseball, track and field, ice hockey, figure skating, tennis. What piques your curiosity?
I would say the figure skating. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful sport.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My question is, you know, you and I are talking about this right now, and I'd say a majority of people in the Capital District have read the Times Union or saw something on the internet about this, but I would like this to be more than just spectators. So I know you guys are in the planning stages, but how can the average person who is going to be inspired by this can get involved in either the planning or something that they could be a part of? Have you worked that out yet?
You know what? That is a very good question that I do not know the answer to, but I can certainly find out. I would think that if people are interested, probably the first place to call, and I know that that our administrative staff will be very happy to take those phone calls if you wanted to call the county executive's office, and I can get that information and we can direct them to the right place. I'm taking a look. I'll quickly, if I can, go on to see if there is an Aurora Games. I know there is an Aurora Games homepage. Aurora Games. And I'm looking that up right now for you.
Okay.
I mean, there's something on the Aurora Games Festival. I know that if you go to the Times Union Center, I know that's all about the actual games themselves and tickets, et cetera. But I am... actually trying, and my computer right now is saying I'm not, you know, I would love to come up faster, but I can't give that to you that fast. But I believe it might be able to find something under the Aurora Games Festival, and I'm trying to do that as we talk. But
no,
it certainly would be welcome if someone were to call the county executive's office and we could certainly find out where to direct them.
And what would that number be?
That number is 518-447-7040. And actually...
Great. Now,
yep.
Yeah.
No, go ahead. I thought my computer was going to provide me with another contact name, a number, but it did not.
You know, there's many factors that go into whether something succeeds or doesn't succeed. And if the stars are lined up right, this will be such a success, and hopefully, like you said, that it could be done many, many years in the city of Albany. What do you see as the deciding factor as to whether this will be a success or not a success? Or have you thought about that?
Well, I think we know that, you know, having people participate, having people interested, and having people that are coming to these games and saying, I think it will be a success if we have people that are coming and saying, wow, I didn't know. I am so excited. I love this. How
right.
can we bring this back? Or how can I get my daughter involved? How can, as perhaps as a student, how can, you know, that student say, how can I be involved? That will be successful. I know that there are all kinds of measurements for success, and I'm sure that Jerry Solomon, you know, has an entire list. But I know that we will be happy and know when we see the reactions from the fans and when we hear, you know, what they have to say.
Right.
And certainly see that reaction. You know, I would encourage folks to go. There is a way if you go to auroragamesfestival.com, auroragamesfestival.com, you can get updates. And there are ways to connect with the folks there for the Aurora Games. So I'm sure there is a way that the folks actually can become more involved and more hands-on by doing that.
Mary, this has been it's been such a pleasure talking to you about this, because I'm really looking forward to August. I'm really looking forward to all of these elite athletes from all over the world come here. And I'm also excited about how this is going to change Albany and people's perception of Albany. So I'd like to invite you back on from time to time to talk about the Aurora Games, what's going on, and, you know, how people could be involved. But one of the things real quick that I thought of is, you know, since this is a first of its kind and it's mm-hmm. never been done before, I think it would be interesting. You know, I'm not a prolific writer, and I couldn't sit down and write a book, but, you know, I ask questions. And I think it's important to talk about why Jerry Solomon came up with the idea, and from an idea to the execution to the games itself and to the outcome of games. That was something that is something that I would really like to cover on Focus on Albany. So maybe you and I could have a few talks about this.
And that would certainly be fine with me.
Terrific, Mary. So we'll talk a bit again. You have been listening to Mary Rosette. And give me your title again, Mary.
Director of Communications, Albany County.
And if you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Mary, it was great talking to you, and we'll talk again about the Aurora Games. This is really exciting. So have
yes,
a great day. We'll talk soon. And thank you, everybody, for listening.